KPBS On Demand is supported by ACLU of San Diego and Imperial Counties. The work of the ACLU is about closing the gap between the America that was promised and the America that is. Learn more at www.aclu-sdic.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Monday, December 1st. A hybrid campus in Chula Vista would be a first of its kind. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Three immigrants are fighting back and suing ICE after being detained in San Diego County. A proposed class action lawsuit was filed in a San Diego federal court last week. The suit claims that the detained individuals were initially released after not being considered a flight risk or danger to the community. However, they say they were detained again after appearing for their check-in appointments with ICE officials. Their lawyers say this is in direct violation of their due process rights and that the re-detentions happened without hearings justifying why. The lawsuit calls for the plaintiffs to be released and an injunction put in place that prohibits their re-detention unless it can be proven that they are dangerous or a flight risk. Southwest Airlines just shared news of increased flights during peak months in San Diego. Once daily service from San Diego to and from Santa Barbara is one of their new additions. They have also doubled round-trip flights between San Diego and Seattle, Salt Lake City, and Portland. Those changes kick off August 4th of next year. Southwest credited the recent renovation of San Diego International Airport's Terminal 1 as a reason the expansion was possible. Taxi, please. Maybe that's what employees at the sheriff's office will say when they're in need of emotional support. And support they will get by way of a 2-year-old English Labrador named Taxi. Taxi is a certified therapy dog and wellness canine. He's trained to detect stress and respond with comfort and care. The agency said in a statement, quote, Taxi is a reminder that wellness matters and support comes in all forms, even four paws and a wagging tail. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.
Chula Vista's dream for a public university may be finally coming into focus. After decades of planning and setbacks, South Bay officials are laying the groundwork for something that would be the first of its kind in California, a hybrid campus that houses degree programs from multiple universities across the county. Corey Suzuki went out to the eastern edge of Chula Vista to see where this institution could emerge. Here's what he found.
If you go out to the eastern edge of Chula Vista, you can see this wide expanse of empty land that stretches from the neighborhood towards the lower Otay Reservoir. It's quiet. Flocks of crows float on the breeze. If you strain for it, you can hear the rumble of a distant freeway. For 3 decades, South Bay officials and state lawmakers have been searching for a ways to bring a university here, to this swath of land.
We have a college desert where opportunities are not being provided to families and students.
David Alvarez is a state assembly member for the South Bay. He says higher education opportunities haven't been equally distributed here. Most major cities in California are already home to public 4-year universities, With more than 270,000 people, Chula Vista is a major city. It's a majority Latino town, home to many first-generation college students, and one that's at the heart of the San Diego-Tijuana binational region. But if students here want to earn a bachelor's degree, they have to leave town.
It's an investment that's going to really pay a lot of dividends because we're going to be able to have access to education for our families. And then secondarily, it will create economic activity.
At first, the goal was to become part of the UC or CSU system. At one point, Chula Vista was on the shortlist to become the location for a brand new CSU campus. But in 2020, the CSU system said they couldn't justify the cost of a new school.
Our key finding is that the projected 2035 enrollment demand alone does not justify the development of a new campus at any of the five evaluated locations.
That has led officials to focus on a different idea, a multi-university campus that houses academic programs from other universities and community colleges across the San Diego-Tijuana metro. Alvarez again.
You've all been to UC San Diego, or you've been to San Diego State University, or any other number of universities throughout the country or the world. And they're very typical, right? It's the one campus, everybody's the same. But there are other states where they are doing this, where you have multiple institutions on the same campus.
The idea is based on similar campuses across the country. Chula Vista officials are looking at one example in particular, the Auraria campus in Denver, Colorado.
As we were originally envisioned, it was supposed to be a pipeline from one school to the next for students.
Skip Spear is Auraria's chief administrative officer. He says the campus houses the local city college and two separate universities, Metropolitan State University of Denver and University of Colorado Denver. Spear says the idea behind it was to make it easier for students to move between the college and university systems. He says having all three institutions in the same place also allows them to lower costs by combining resources.
You know, a lot of community colleges in Colorado consist of one or two buildings. Here, you're getting access to 150 acres, all of the buildings on campus, a much larger bookstore than you usually have access to, as well as different food options.
There is a key difference between the Auraria campus and the one envisioned here in Chula Vista. Instead of being a primary home, Chula Vista's campus would function more like a satellite for the other universities. To be clear, a physical university campus in San Diego County's second largest city is still years away at the earliest. But there is a sense that this new vision is more realistic than previous plans.
All members vote who desire to vote.
One reason for this optimism is that the state legislature passed a bill earlier this year, creating a task force to explore funding for the physical campus.
Clerk will close the roll, tally the votes, ayes 67, noes 0. Measure passes.
Also, the academic infrastructure is already being built. SDSU, UCSD, and CSU San Marcos have each announced plans to begin offering degrees in Chula Vista. And they'll be in industries that are prominent in the South Bay, like nursing, public health, business, and cybersecurity. Alvarez says that's the plan for the university, to focus more narrowly on degrees that would serve major industries in the South Bay, like healthcare and binational trade.
We need to offer an education that actually gets people a job, not just gets them a BA, a certificate, or a degree, but gets them into the workforce.
For many South Bay students, the idea of having a local university is still pretty hazy. On a recent afternoon at Southwestern College, many students told KPBS they had never heard about the project. But the ones who have are excited. Jasmine Araujo is a first-year biology student at Southwestern. She loves the idea of having a university campus closer to home.
Southwestern is like a really good, like we have our own nursing program and there's a lot to offer here compared to like other community colleges, and like a lot of them are like much smaller than this campus. So I think it's really good that I want to expand more.
Araujo says she's proud of what Chula Vista has to offer already, but she says it's exciting to think of something new. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
An initiative to give low-income residents new energy-efficient appliances is expanding in the county. Penner fellow Emmy Burris reports the program supports the county's latest climate action plan.
Tens of thousands of county residents participated in shaping the climate action plan in recent years. The plan set an ambitious goal of reaching net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2045. The appliance swap program is one way the county hopes to achieve that goal. County Supervisor Paloma Aguirre spoke in favor of the program at a recent board meeting.
Energy efficiency upgrades can reduce household utilities by 20% to 30%. Programs like this allow us to reduce housing costs while advancing our climate action plan through a policy that benefits both people and the planet.
In many cases, switching appliances means going from gas to electric. Eligible appliances include stovetops, dryers, smart thermostats, and water heaters. The supervisors voted to spend an additional $500,000 to expand the program to all unincorporated parts of the county. Residents must be low income and live in a home that was built before 2020 to be eligible. Ariel Hamburger is with the County Sustainability Planning Division.
They submit an application to see if they're eligible, and then they'll be supported in looking at what retrofits or upgrades make the most sense for their particular household.
The application portal for some areas of the county is now open. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
A section of the AIDS Memorial Quilt is on display in Oceanside today in remembrance of those lost to the disease. North County reporter Alexander Wen says the quilt also represents the struggles the LGBTQ plus community continues to face.
The AIDS quilt was created nearly 40 years ago. Today, four large blocks are on display at the Oceanside Civic Center Library for World AIDS Day.
It's an international day remembering those that we have lost.
Max Disposti is the executive director of the North County LGBTQ Resource Center. He says the quilt ensures the lives lost to the disease are never forgotten and also provides hope for the future.
Also, it's a call to action to see what else needs to be done to bridge the gap on access to healthcare for our people affected and infected by HIV, to destigmatize HIV/AIDS, but also supporting people in their journey of seeking health and support.
The AIDS quilt was created in 1987 to help people understand the devastating impact of the disease. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
The city of Encinitas is working to make its electronic road signs more secure after someone tampered with one last month to display rude messages. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen also brings us this story and says it's not the first time this has happened.
Normally, the electronic sign near Quail Gardens Drive and Lucadia Boulevard warns drivers of road construction ahead. But for a brief time, the sign was reprogrammed with rude and sometimes obscene messages.
It mentioned a body part and things like that on one of them. Yeah, and that's just unacceptable.
Mayor Bruce Eller says the sign wasn't owned by the city. It was provided by a third-party contractor. He says this was the fourth time in 3 months that these variable message signs have been tampered with, and he doesn't want it to happen again.
Obviously, we're upgrading all of ours immediately, and we're going to put a requirement on all the contractors that they lock them down better and that they take other measures to prevent anybody from breaking into them.
We checked out the sign that had been tampered with. The new lock is the same kind as the one that had been broken off. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
What would you do if your pet got deported? That's a situation a number of San Diegans have found themselves in this year. Reporter Gustavo Solis brings us this dispatch from the San Diego Humane Society's Escondido campus.
Good girl, Kata. Yes. Oh, what a good girl.
Kata is a 4-year-old pit bull mix. She's one of 9 pets that the San Diego Humane Society has received from deported families. And that's likely an undercount. Shelters do not ask for immigration status. So they only know about deportations if people choose to volunteer that information.
But there could be more because it's such a sensitive situation that it may be that we have pets in our care and we don't know the full story.
That's Nina Thompson from the Humane Society. She says it's very important for families who are worried about deportation or people thinking of self-deporting to have a plan for their pets.
It must be incredibly heartbreaking to come to this point, but we do encourage anyone who thinks that they might be in this situation to have a plan and possibly have a family member or a friend or somebody care for your pet if you fear that this is going to happen.
People interested in adoption can visit the Humane Society's website. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I thank you for that. Have a great day.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.